this is Jackie Rom, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Crime Novelist. Good morning. Well, it is morning here in the UK, and I am so excited. I've got an amazing guest. As you know, I like to interview ordinary people with amazing skills or jobs, and this lady has an amazing skill, and I'm fascinated by it as well. So this lady talks to dead people. Well, no, that's my explanation. She's not going to explain it like that. So this is Carly.
Hello, everybody.
So, Carly, can you explain, because I think I'm being facetious, but I know there's lots of people that say that, but how do you explain what you do?
So what I do is I do communicate with dead people. Yes, I do. I don't necessarily sit and have a conversation with them. What I get from them is images of memories or thoughts of a memory that I would then give to the recipient, such as yourself. If you felt that, you know, there was somebody in spirit who was around you, I could give you validations of a memory that could show you that there is life after death, or there's something there with the energy being around us.
Can you just switch it on and off?
Yes.
Do you have to learn to do that?
Yes.
Because, so can you tell us how it all began? How did you find out you had this gift?
Okay. So many, many years ago as a child, I used to have premonitions. I've had big premonitions such as air disasters, unfortunately the Dunblane incident, Lockerbie incident, and they would literally happen within a month of me visualizing them or dreaming about them. Now these are far away places from us. I'm down south in Essex, so you know there's no way I would have known about this happening, and it's only when something happened as a child I thought, oh, I wish I'd mentioned that, I wish I'd said about that. You'd hear of, you know, somebody getting in contact who you thought would, you know, they'd been gone years out of your life. Then all of a sudden they'd come back, and I think, hang on, I thought about them the other day and they're here now. You know, they've got in contact. Then I found out that my nan had this gift, and we used to joke and call her a witch.
Hold on. I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
But you found out your nan. Tell us the story. How did you find out?
So I was talking to her one day about some premonitions that I was having that were then coming true. And she would say, yes, I do the same, but they all laugh at me when I tell them and go, oh, you're just a witch. Because she would, for instance, ring us up and say, are you not all right at home? Are you having a bit of a barney? And we'd like, how would you know that? And we'd go, oh, she's a witch. But she never pursued anything. She never done anything with it. Because back then, no one really talked about it. It was a bit sort of, you know, of a taboo subject.
So did she ever tell you if her mother could do it?
Well, my great-grandmother was an Irish tinker. So I feel that it's all in the blood.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, how amazing. Mm. Okay, so lately, if I got this right, you've decided to kind of use this skill even more.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody what you're now doing so everybody can come and watch?
Yeah. So I work for a platform called Psychic Today. They are on Sky TV, but they've actually switched mainly to web hosting because it is a more popular way of interactive.
People listen to my podcast from around the world. So where can they go to listen to you or watch you?
Yeah, so they can tune into psychictoday.com. And I will be on there on the web. There's various different times of the day that I may web host, and you can look on their schedule daily to see when I'm on, or my profile picture will be up to show that I'm logged into the phone lines regardless.
How fantastic. And how hard is it to kind of work to cue? Are you learning that's okay?
Yeah, so it is draining because it's a lot of energy. We're all energy, that's what we are, balls of energy. So when I'm linking into how you're feeling, you may phone me and I'll go straight away, you're feeling down, or you've got pains in your shoulders, or you've got knots in your stomach, and I feel that energy as well. So sometimes I have to have a bit of a limit to how many people I read for. I get requests for email readings, and sometimes I have to stagger that as well.
Well, I apologise up front because I haven't been very well. I really hope you don't get to feel how I feel, because it hasn't been very good. So, Carly, you've offered to actually do me a reading live on the podcast.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
So are we going to use the cards?
Yeah. So I just want everybody to know that when I do readings, I do have a crystal with me. It's called selenite. Now, this is named after, it's the Greek word for the moon. And also it helps to clear negative energy. So anybody I've read for previously, it will absorb all that negative energy.
And is this a natural crystal found
found in the ground.
So this is found all over the world. This is Mexico, Canada, Europe, Australia as well. And it's got a clear, lovely, beautiful colour about it. And if you put it on top of a light box, it glows like the moon as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is what I use in between readings. So all the energy is clear. So it's only your energy going through the cards. So these cards I've been working with for 11 years.
And they look like it.
It's the Rider-Waite deck. It's the original deck. Oh. So if anybody's looking to sort of practice with tarot, these are one of the main cards or the deck that we'd send you to buy to practice with. But I haven't, you know, I still stick with these. I do have other cards, but I always get the better information from these. I feel like they're mine.
So Carl is just shuffling the cards.
Yeah, so I'm shuffling the card, tuning into Jackie's energy here. And all I want Jackie to do is just when she feels ready, if she was shuffling, I just want Jackie to say stop.
Oh, stop.
Okay, let's have a look. So, it's interesting because the first card I have pulled out, and I use the Tree of Life spread. So this looks at love, relationship, career, home, personal life, and also manifestations, what's coming in that we don't know about, including goals. Now, I'm not going to give away massive personal information here, but this is a brief overview of a general reading. So what I'm being shown here with the Three of Pentacles is that there are, there may be contracts going around, Jackie, at the minute. There may be talks, formal talks, interviews, which we're doing now. But there is a goal, and I feel that she wants to move further on in her career and maybe get some more contracts signed, as she is an author, as we know. And I can tell you, coming in. There you go.
I my dream is for my books to turn to film or TV.
So this card is about you negotiating. Ooh. This is your goal. Ooh. Okay. So it's not promising that it's happening yet, but this is what I'm picking up Jackie's wanting.
I've got a meeting in December.
There you go. And I do know that she's an author, but these cards, they can't lie. That is what that card is about. It's about meetings and challenges where you're overcoming things and having the discussions. Now, in the negative side of the spread, this is showing me that, you know, while there is links with signing contracts to financial or financial nature, it's showing me that, you know, like us all, we'd all like to be a little bit wealthier. And the part of the goal is to increase these coins that are in the Ten of Pentacles card. There may be a gentleman, it may be a great grandfather or grandfather who's in spirit. It may have had a link to dogs, but it is showing, or there could be a white dog in spirit that you may know of.
Never had a dog.
Okay. It could come up in conversation, in family conversation. There may have been one years ago, or this gentleman could have been an animal lover. Okay. Because I'm picking up that somebody's helping guiding you on that path. So when you use your intuition in your stomach, your gut intuition, that is that energy. It's a male energy that'd be guiding you.
Ooh.
Now, it could be that you see a dog, a white dog, that's linked at the time of negotiations. Remember a dog, because sometimes people don't realise at the time, and then they come back to me a week later and go, you know, you said about a dog. Well, we found out about a dog.
Does it have to be a white dog?
Not necessarily white. Okay. I mean, I'm being shown a white dog, but sometimes I can be shown a car, an Audi, but it could just mean that you're buying a car.
Well, a funny thing is, where I live in the Caribbean, my next door neighbour has a dog, and I've just fallen in love with this dog. And I look after it. They go away and I try.
So there's your link to a dog.
Yes, sorry, I didn't even think.
No, there you go.
And the funny thing is, I said they're going out for the evening and I say, can I have the dog?
Yeah, so because the card shows a white dog, I go with what I see. But as long as you can take a dog around you. Now, why would it be in the negative side of the spread? Are you missing it?
I've just said, within 10 minutes, I sent my next door neighbour a message telling me I miss Chewy.
There you go.
I mean, 10 minutes ago so I sent that.
So if you were on your way back to see the dog, it'd be positive. It'd be sat in this side of the spread.
Okay. I miss Chewy.
Now, I am also being shown for Jackie with the Ace of Swords card that, yes, the ups and downs that she may have faced over the past 12 months are now sort of balancing out. The Ace of Swords is a double-edged sword card. It is showing the ups and downs. 1 minute good, everything not so good the next day. That could be where she's feeling poorly as well. So it's showing you that in the future, in the next few days or the next year, that there is an even keel coming in for her. So what I want to say to you here, the message to you, Jackie, is that if you felt like you've had lots of ups and downs in the past year, I feel the next 7 years are going to be really sort of nice and consistent for you.
Ooh.
I'm picking up the number 7 because I'm seeing it on the screen here. But when things jump out at me, I have to take it.
Sure.
So I've looked at wood before and I've said, is your partner in the garden at the minute doing something wood? And she went, yeah, we've just bought a new shed. He's putting it up right now. So I have to give you what I see. It's not just about the cards.
Cool.
Also, Jackie will be pondering over more business deals. This will earn more money because you've got the Seven of Pentacles. Now, it may be hard work, but you will look back and look at what you've built up. I want to give you again a year for you to look back over the past year and think, wow, actually, I've come quite far with this. Does someone owe you an apology as well? Have you had sort of a little bit of a to-do with somebody where you've kept your distance or thought, oh, I can't be bothered now, I'm just going to walk away and I'll leave you to it? Because the Five of Swords is about just sort of walking away from ups and downs with somebody. So it may be that you've not been seeing eye to eye and you want to walk away.
But there was a really incident a couple of weeks ago, but it was not big in my life type of thing.
So
but
it's I stood, a validation.
Yeah, I stood my ground and said, no, not me.
There you go. Yeah. And then you've walked away.
And I walked away, exactly.
Okay, so this is on the left side of the spread where the negative cards are. That's the past. Past could be this morning. So that is you then. That's just a validation to say what's been going on around you. And then what we've got is the Queen of Wands. Now, March time, I want to say that you are feeling on top of the world. You've got the Lucky Black Cat card. So it feels like all your desires are coming around. Relationship as well. There may be a relationship around March, April time where I feel that you're actually being treated like a queen.
Oh, how lovely. Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, because that's in the relationship area of your spread. Now, communication. Now, this is in the Tower card. So again, if you have sort of stood your ground, even with work, you are being shown here, work and communication card, the Tower, that you're building things back up. So again,
let me just explain this card, because it's quite a dramatic card.
Yeah.
There's a tower with people falling out of it and flames and birds. It's dramatic, isn't
Everything's falling down around you. It's like your world's ended, but because it's in a great part of the spread about work, it means you're building things up.
Yep.
Okay, and that may be after a hard time. It may be in the past, the world has fallen about down around you with work.
Oh, yes.
And communication with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing you you're building back up. And that's why adjacent to that is the Queen of Wands. It goes hand in hand. You are going to then move forward and feel like the Queen.
Fantastic.
Queen Jackie.
I'm excited about that.
And then in the manifestation area, if Jackie thinks that something can't be salvaged, it may not be yet, it may come about, it will be salvageable. So there may be something that has maybe upset you a little bit, or you may have felt, oh, do you know, this is never going to work out.
Is this future?
This is future. This is unknown.
Right.
Something may really disappoint you.
I was just going to say, the card is a really sad card.
Yeah, it feels you've loved and lost, or something's not worked out, one of your dreams, or somebody around you, close to you, it's still going ahead.
Okay.
So this is the manifestation card, and that means it's yet to happen. It means that you're yet to manifest it. Even if something's on your mind now which you want to manifest, and you think it's just, oh, what can I do? I feel powerless. Stay positive is what that card's trying to tell you.
Oh, there is something. There is. So that's quite interesting, because I can imagine that happening, even though it seems a really long walk.
Yeah, and you feel powerless. You feel like you can't do it. You can't go there and help and pick them up.
Yep.
No, behind you, this is manifesting. This is coming. This.
It feels like it's just hard work, too much hard work.
Yeah, it's making you feel like this person looks. He's got his head down. He's got his cloak around him. And he just wants to sort of shy away from the world.
Yep.
He wants to walk the path alone because he doesn't feel like he can do anything to help anybody. So this is what this card is telling you. Open your eyes, look round. It's salvageable. Stay positive is what manifestation is all about. Manifestation, I'll talk to you about that in a minute. That's incredible. And that goes hand in hand with readings as well.
Is this like when people have mood boards and they manifest?
Yes.
They, dream it, wish it.
That's it. And tonight is a great time to manifest. So tonight, the 4th of November at 9:15 p.m. in the UK.
I've got a date tonight.
It's a new moon.
I've got a date
full
tonight.
Full moon, sorry. It's not a new moon, it's a full moon.
I'm going on a first date tonight. Does that?
Well, that could lead you to feel like the queen eventually. So with a full moon, and tonight is the full moon, write down your wishes on a piece of paper. Burn it outside in the garden, maybe in a little an ashtray. And then just tip it onto the soil, onto the grass, and just walk away and leave it. That is you putting your thoughts out into the universe. And this manifestation card, the Five of Cups, so it's not necessarily a manifestation card, it's in the manifestation area of the tarot spread, but that will help you to salvage what you feel powerless to sort of salvage.
Mm-hmm.
That will all help. But mood board is very similar, yes, where you put up your... doesn't have to be a BMW, but you could, if you wanted like a little mini, you could just find a picture of a BMW and put it on the mood board. You want a car, you will strive and get a car.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story. I know.
Yeah,
does
no,
it disturb
no, no.
you? If
no,
I
not
did
at
it?
All.
Okay, when Mickey was, she remembers this. Mickey was young, my daughter. She was about 7 or 8. I really wanted this cooker, stove, as the Americans say.
Yes.
And it was huge, a big range. And it was before ranges like were popular. And it was so expensive. So I got rid of the old cooker that didn't work. And I put a picture up on the wall. And I wasn't going to have anything until I can afford this cooker. And I got it, saved up, I got it. And Mickey, and we bought a camping electric, like, 2-ring. And Mickey still remembers to this day what I did and how we got it.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's
wow, there you go.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the universe doesn't do bits. It does determination. So if you're willing to be patient and wait, it doesn't, like, land in your lap. But you'll be given opportunities to then go out and get it. So it may be that you had extra work coming your way and you could then afford to buy it. So you've manifested it. You know, you've wanted that and that will come to you, but you've just got to stay positive.
Yeah. Oh, positivity is so important.
Definitely, definitely. So with your last card, well, it's not actually your last card, it's second from last. In your home part of the spread, we have the Page of Pentacles. Now, this is about a young energy being around Jackie in probably, well, when I'm given a time frame, I'm looking at this time next year, there'd be somebody younger around. That's a really good card because it's also bringing a lot of prosperity and abundance of happiness because that is what this younger person around brings. And that's within our home life, personal life.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
So we just wait and see what news we have. Now, when I give time frames, when I say this time next year, it doesn't mean to say it happened then, but I'm given pieces of jigsaw puzzles to put together. So it may be that this is around March time, January time, but I'm just being shown a moment in time.
Yep.
So that's really great. So it just shows you that that could also be to do with the salvage card. It could be doing with things feeling like it's fallen down around her. Everything could tie in with a reading, with emotions and how she's got to this point and how she feels like she feels. So with the outcome card, your final card, your achievement, it's a young energy around. It's a lot of prosperity to do with maybe finances as well. Jobs going well. Knight in shining armor may be on the scene as well. And this, again, I'm being projected up to a year's time. Because Pentacles resembles autumn. So when I'm looking at the outcome, I'm looking at, because obviously we've gone past autumn now, really, we're looking at this time next year, and the Tree of Life spread does usually do a general reading up to a year. But it looks very positive, and the final sort of message here is just stay positive and know that your dreams, wishes are coming true. It's just the path we're on in this life. We're learning. It's karmic journeys. You're learning with lessons. And
absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So when a card, you see a card, let's take, for example, just... Am I allowed to touch
them? Yeah,
I just picked up a card and then wasn't sure. So I've just picked the Page of Pentacles. When you see it, is there already a story attached to this card, or do you work from the other cards?
Great question. Fantastic question. And this is sometimes people challenge me. They go back to the book. Well, that card doesn't mean what you've just said. This card means this. I've never read a book on tarot.
But also it depends where it comes up with the other cards, surely.
Yes. So it depends where it lays out in the spread. Now, I can go by the fact that, a page is sort of a late teenager if you read the book.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when I'm looking at the images, it's about my own intuition and what this card is telling me. It doesn't tell me what the book says. So I've never read a book on tarot, ever. And you shouldn't, because if you do, you're learning about them, but I feel a natural psychic, my own intuition, these are just a backup tool. That I don't refer to a book.
Right.
And it depends where it lands in the spread, like you said.
So once you've decided, I really want to expand on the little bit of information as a child, the things that come into you, you decide to expand on it.
Yes.
Where do you go? What do you do?
So if I feel like I'm not getting any more connection to this, then I will move on and leave it. However, I will then, I don't ask leading questions. I may query like I did with the dog, but I don't want you to say, what's the word?
I understand about you. Yeah, you want to be neutral.
I want to, only you would resonate with it. And if you don't understand it, I leave it with you. So where I go with it, I either leave it or I sort of see what else I'm getting through as well.
What happens if it comes up and you know that there's something not good ahead? How do you deal with that?
That's a very difficult question. I try and avoid any sort of situation where I might see that it's not going to end well. Relationships I'm honest about, I will tell them it won't work because I don't want them to sort of go away and then come back and go, you gave me false hope. I'll be very upfront and honest. If I see somebody very poorly, I will just say I feel that they're feeling very down at the minute. They need lots of rest and they just need to take care and look after themselves.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah. I don't want to upset people. They need to go away feeling uplifted and I will give them advice on how they may be able to help. But anything medical, I leave to them.
So do you only work on a kind of one-to-one or will you stand up and talk in front of an audience?
So I do platform. I sit in circle every 2 weeks. So when I say sit in circle, for those that don't know what that is, it's just like a group meeting on Zoom with like-minded people who are developing mediumship. Now, when I say developing, we channel the information that we're receiving through. And when you sit and take 2 minutes quiet time, you can get more and more. So when I'm looking at people on the screen, we used to go and sit like properly, like in a little hall and talk together. I have a great mentor. She's based in Essex. She owns like a spiritual academy. So we do not necessarily training, but she gives us tips and guidance. And I basically read for people who I feel drawn to, or I might say I've had this lady with me. And when you said about shutting off to it, sometimes I'm walking around all day and I've got this niggling feeling that I can see a boat and I'm being shown the summertime and I'm being shown a drink. And then when I'm sat there in the evening, I go, can anybody relate to what I'm... Oh, yeah, I used to sit on a boat in the summer holidays, drinking that drink, and it was, in the summer.
But why would you get that information?
Because I'm not shutting off to it. I've got to then say, step back. I'm not ready yet. I'm at work. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Just step back. But some spirit energy are quite like they want to know, and they know that I'm going to be linking in later on that evening with their loved one.
And how specific can you be? Because there's somebody in my life, no, the past, that's not here anymore, that I always think is around me. And it's always, and most of my friends know I like to go to the casino. Mm-hmm. She only comes around when I'm in the casino. And it's like, she's standing behind me. Wow. And I just laugh. And as I'm sitting on, because I only play like the penny machines,
yes.
I can feel that she's standing behind me watching. It's the weirdest feeling. And she doesn't scare me.
No, and don't be scared because they only, it's all positive. And I think that's another stereotypical thing about a mediumship is, oh, it's scary. It's not scary. I think sometimes it's a comfort to people as well. But I am being given the initial V and the initial N as being strongly linked to you as well. And I don't know why, but I'll leave that with you because that may come about, or what those initials are, who they're relevant to. V and N.
Oh, now I want to think about it.
And I always leave that with people. Like I said, if you don't know it now, I don't delve and I don't try and, link it to something. Only you would know what it means, not me.
Well, I have to tell you, the girl that passed, she was only 18. Oh, and we were both 18. And our friend, her name started with V.
There you go.
But at the end, I'm not quite so...
No, keep it though, because it may come up. It may be later on you go and you see someone that's serving you with the name badge of an N on it. Do you know what I mean? I know that people say, well, that can happen anywhere, but it may be really relevant. You may know them and you may go, oh, yeah. But it's just what I'm being shown now. It could be you and V had a link to an N, but again, I'll leave that with you because I don't like...
It's her sister.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry. It's her sister. Naomi. Yes.
It just sometimes these names come in and they're really relevant. So I spoke to a lady a couple of weeks ago and I said, a horse, I can see a horse around you. Some people own horses. She literally got off the phone to me. She turned the advert on, there's Black Beauty.
But so, I've got a question about this.
Yes.
So why tell me those things?
Because they're validations
that the other things. Ah, okay, I understand that.
They're just validations of connection. They're not necessarily to give you predictions. They are just a validation of a connection.
Okay. So people that I'm guessing people want to see you when they want a message quite often from somebody that's passed.
Yes.
That must be, you know. Can you always do that? Sometimes do that?
So I always, 9 times out of 10, yes. I have ladies that come to me sometimes who have lost young children, and I can sort of connect with them and I can give them perfect validations that leave them feeling comforted after, you know, ordeals. If I don't connect, I'll be very honest and upfront and I won't charge anything. And I'll just say, I'm sorry, there's no link, but, you know, maybe I can look at something else for you. Because spirit energies don't always want to interact. If you're scared, they won't come through. You need to be relaxed. So I always say to people, relax, you know, there's some tissues, have a drink, because sometimes it can get quite emotional.
So let's go back to what you're doing at the moment. So this is live on television, basically. Yes. And so how has it been for you, who's a mum, that has never done anything in front of a camera before, and suddenly now you're putting, not just put in front of a camera, but you've got to use your skill as well. How have you made that
So it was only 2 weeks ago I was actually invited to the studios of Psychic Today to do some content filming, and it was really nerve-wracking. But I did some general readings, I did some love readings. Actually, I was in my comfort zone. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. And now I'm seeing the content popping up and on TikTok, on YouTube.
I saw it on TikTok. Yeah. I was on TikTok and you jumped up.
And I actually sound better than what I thought I did on the day. So I'm actually really excited that they think enough of me and my reviews, my feedback, for them to say, we're going to choose her to come and do filming and promote us.
Okay, so the most important thing for my listeners, if they want a reading, what do they do if they want to contact you because they'd like you to do a reading?
So if they find Tarot Readings 11 on Facebook or Instagram, they can link into me there. It's got my profile picture on.
And I shall put a link below.
Thank you.
Well, this has been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope people tune in and watch. I think it's fantastic. So thank you, Carly.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jackie Rom, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Crime Novelist.